Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's what we have as far as offensive highlights go from a Pirates game you either missed accidentally because it was played a little while ago in Detroit, or you went out of your way to say, I can't do this to myself anymore. They get crushed by the Tigers 9-2, setting up a game later on tonight with Paul Skeens on the mound at 6:10. You can hear it here. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Rain on and off in Detroit. It looks like it's done now, and that is your Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Good thing this game not getting played here because it's raining right now where I am at the beautiful Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Plenty of people down here getting ready to watch Skeens pitch. You can join them. You can hang out with me until 5:40 as well. So, the Pirates made a decision today to not have Skeens match up with Tarek Skubal, which would have been the best pitching matchup in baseball all year. For those that don't follow baseball as religiously as maybe they used to, it would be like if we could get, say, a Randy Johnson versus Roger Clemens game in their prime. That's how good Skubal is for the Tigers, and he was not dominant but excellent for the Tigers in this early game of the doubleheader. And we all know that Skeens is a phenom unlike anything we've ever seen before in Pittsburgh, and really you can broaden that out and say that about baseball. His ERA through his first 33 starts, or whatever the number is now, 35 starts, is lower than anybody in the last 100 years of baseball. The guys who are better than them played when we don't know what the ball looked like. We know that people of every color were not allowed to play Major League Baseball back then, and Babe Ruth was homering more than entire leagues at that point. So a lot has changed in 100 plus years, and Paul Skeens is like redefining what pitching dominance looks like. He doesn't get rewarded, though. He has not won a game since May 28th, since right after Memorial Day. He has a loss and no decisions in three of his last four starts. He is like now the Merriam-Webster face that you see in the dictionary when you look up hard luck loser in baseball. It's just unfair how much this guy loses. He has given up in his last three starts combined one earned run. That's one in 20 innings of pitching. And he is 0-1 in those three starts. He lost to the Astros 3-0. The Pirates gave no run support. He beat the Phillies 2-1, but he wasn't in the game when the winning run was scored, so he didn't get the decision. And the Pirates won in 10 innings in his last start Friday in Chicago, but he only went five in that game. So now he's going to take the mound against a TBA pitcher for Detroit. I haven't seen who it is in the last few minutes, in just an hour or so. It's really a shame. And I know, like, there was a little bit of hope, I feel like, when the Pirates started winning under Donnie Kelly and winning these one-run games. For me, a lot of that has evaporated because this offense is just ghastly. It is impossible to watch. Like, I just, for whatever reason, like, remember that guy, when I think of the Pirates offense, like, the face that I think of, like, to describe its ugliness is like that weird creature that was in the Goonies at the end of the movie. Like, that's who I think of. Like, if you could pick a being, a specimen, who would symbolize the Pirate struggles offensively, that's what I would come up with. They are the lowest scoring offense in baseball. There is a team in Colorado that's on pace to be the worst team of all time. And the Pirates have scored way fewer runs than them. That's what they've done with Paul Skenes in his first full season in the major leagues. Tommy Pham was their big free agent pickup. He does not have an extra base hit since April. It's June 19th. So, Donnie Kelly had the, and I like Donnie as a person a ton, and I know he's got to be somewhat optimistic because there's still a lot of baseball to be played. We're not even halfway through the season. But when he said, we're close, the only thing they're close to is a top pick in the draft. They're not close. They're not, yes, thank you, Jeff. They're not close at all. There's four teams in their division with a winning record. There's miles and miles and miles separating them from the rest of the pack. They're not close. If this were a NASCAR race, they've been lapped at least once. If this were a marathon, they crapped themselves at mile six and withdrew from the race. They're not close to anything other than another high draft pick. They have the makings of a very good pitching staff. But they have the worst offense in baseball. And they have one good hitter who's under the age of 30, and that's Cruz. And the second best hitter in the organization is probably a teenager who's at single A right now. That is not close. So one of the things I like to do here, whenever Pirates games end, or whenever we have a Pirates game that's about to start, is that I like to open it up for you to chime in on this if you want at 412-928-9370. I'm live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. This has not been just me pontificating and talking and Malzi just minding his P's and Q's. He is on vacation, so that's why you haven't heard him. And we don't have Donnie, who is also on vacation in Delaware. You've got me. 412-928-9370. Let's hear Donnie Kelly, who just addressed reporters on the Pirates' anemic offense again, only putting up two runs. Maybe they feel proud of themselves, though, because if you had told them going into today's game with their lineup that they would score two runs in a game Tarek Skubal pitched, they probably would have collectively jumped for joy. So let's hear the Point Park product and local man, Donnie Kelly, break down another Pirates loss. Hit it, Dom.
Donnie, we knew it was going to be a challenge with Skubal today, but what did you see from him? What made him a challenge in the first, especially five innings?
Yeah, he's got elite stuff. I thought first inning we did a really good job of, you know, forcing a lot of pitches, getting guys on base, didn't come through in that situation. But I thought we did a really good job of making him work there in the first, and then even throughout, you know, for him to get up over 100, 5 2/3, you know, we had some opportunities offensively to score. We pushed a couple across, but not enough.
What did you see from Haney today?
Just seemed like he fell behind a little bit, and to their credit, they weren't chasing. You know, they didn't chase. He threw some balls down in the zone, down beneath the zone a little bit that sometimes he'll get chases on. They didn't chase it. And, just a couple walks, and, they put the ball in play and made some things happen when they got guys on base.
How big was it for Shug to give you three full innings of relief there and kind of save the pen for the second game?
He really did. He did a great job. I mean, would he end up 50-ish pitches and three innings? And, you know, he's a horse out there. He'll just keep going. He wanted to keep going, you know, and can't say enough about him picking us up there and, saving the bullpen.
A couple of those fly balls in the second inning, do you wish those were managed a little bit better, or are those kind of tough to get to?
Oh, they're tough to get to, especially with, you know, the rain coming down and the effort and, you know, Billy laying out for that one. Want these guys going after the ball and, you know, really, yeah, tough to get to. I haven't seen the replays of it, but in the moment thought they were tough to get to.
What do you tell your guys after one like this? You got to get ready to play in another hour and a half. How do you get them re-energized and not let this carry over to the next game?
Yeah, they're professionals and we got to do that. And having Paul on the mound is a big part of that. And having him go out there and set the tone, and we're looking forward to it.
Was there any discussion on maybe having him pitch this first game, or did you kind of want to keep it the same with Heaney throwing the first game and then Paul with the...
Yeah, we had Heaney scheduled for yesterday, and then, you know, having Paul and his prep and everything, and, you know, you see the weather, too, report that potentially could happen, and, mm-hmm. you know, Heaney was game one yesterday. He was ready to go, you know, the first game today, and then Paul was in game two.
The weather thing is the best reason I've heard why Kelly didn't set up Scooble versus Skeens in the early game. Because if rain was really a factor and they thought that that might be an on-again, off-again situation, you don't want to waste Paul there. So he should have started with that, and I actually would have found that to be a pretty solid reason to not give us what everybody wanted, which was the best pitching matchup in baseball you can have right now with those two guys going heads up against each other. Paul Skeens has not won a game, has not won. Well, let me start over again, rewind. Since May 1st, Paul Skeens has one win. It's just mind-boggling. Since May 1st, he's won one game, and he has a 1.78 ERA. What is the thing that frustrates you, annoys you, or upsets you most about the Pirates currently? You can make it as big as you want. You can make it as small as you want. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. It's honestly, after watching this game against Detroit, it's the fact that this organization has done such a crappy-ass job of finding hitters. And honestly, like, this is not for once in my life on the air, this is not a money thing. This is the fact that they've had ample chances in the draft to go get guys and make them 3 or 4 years later at most into good hitters. In Detroit, we went through their lineup earlier this hour. They've done it with a ton of dudes. It's like a grassroots thing. They didn't just have a rich Uncle Pennybags, Daddy Warbucks owner who just spent like crazy. They did it the hard way. They did it the right way. They did it that, honestly, any of the 30 teams in baseball can do it that way. Go find guys in the draft. Use scouting. Use your own staff to make them into better players. Find what they're good at. Pick at their weaknesses. All of those things. Scooble was a 9th-round pick. The Tigers have made him into the best pitcher not named Paul Skeens in baseball. Their 3-hitter today was a 2nd-round pick. No, their 3-hitter today was a guy who they traded for. Their 2-hitter was a guy that got DFA'd. Their cleanup hitter was a guy they drafted at the top of the draft. The Pirates have Henry Davis, who's a backup catcher and personal catcher. So, like, why is it that every time we watch Paul Skeens, we're mesmerized by his pitching and we're equally ticked off because they can't get him any run support? It's for this reason. That's not a cop-out to say that they can't spend more on free agents and things like that. But there's a way to win on a budget. You know, I would say, like, when I was growing up, my parents were divorced. We didn't have a lot, but we had enough. Like, my mom knew how to, like, make a dollar go. The Pirates do not do that. They have a budget, and instead of buying milk and eggs when they go to the grocery store, they buy string cheese and candy bars. Like, they just, when Ben Cherington has to shop on a budget, he does not do it intelligently. He signed Tommy Pham this offseason. 412-928-9370. Paul Skeens pitches very soon. Let's go to the phone lines and start with Greg in Youngstown. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Andrew. No, I agree with you, but, you know, Detroit has a $137 million payroll. You know that, right?
And that's not doable?
No, it is doable, but the owner doesn't want to do it. And on top of it, anybody that defends any of the position players on this team, any of them, has to be an idiot. I like to see all four
of
them
doing,
gone
who,
next
who,
year.
Who's doing that?
Oh, the media. Oh, Cruz hits the ball 120 miles per hour. Or Reynolds is good. He's not good. You even said this. He jumped the shark. Hayes is horrible. First base is horrible. Go down the line. So if all these guys are gone next year, I don't care. Get
so
rid
wait a
of
minute.
Them.
So wait. So you want to dump Cruz?
Yeah, I don't think
Why?
Cruz is good enough. because he's not good enough. He only bats 220. You can get something for this guy right now. I'd rather get some guys who can hit 260, 270, 280. This guy is either Buster, you know, he does great occasionally, but most of the time he whiffs. He looks lifeless at the plate. You know, if he can get a couple players for this guy and they're good, I'll make the trade. Because what we have right now doesn't work. It's not working. And they have to figure this out, like, now.
Thanks for the call. Cruz is on pace for 30-30, which hasn't been...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Done by a Pirate since Barry Bonds. He's hitting 220. He's had a wretched June. It's a bad time for me to try to stick up for the guy, so I'm not really going to do it. But he is a good major league hitter. He's not someone that you build your lineup around. He's not on par with Mookie Betts or Devers, who just got traded to San Francisco, or Kyle Tucker in Chicago. He's not one of those guys. Soto, obviously, who got a bajillion dollars. Like, he's not that type of dude. But he's a good enough hitter in today's baseball. 220 sounds horrible. It's not as big of a deal as it used to be. The guy gets on base, he walks. I don't know. I'd like everything else you want to say about the other eight guys in the lineup, sans McCutcheon, because he's also done a good job, but you're also not like casting your lot on a guy that's almost 40. But everybody else is subject to immense criticism. Who is sticking up for Reynolds? Find me the person that's doing that. How could you? He's got a $100 million contract. He's highly paid. I don't want to hear any more about how he wakes up in June. He's hitting under 200. I don't want to hear about how, well, he's a second-half player. He made the All-Star team last year. Mike is next in Newcastle. Hello, Mike.
How you doing today, Andrew?
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's tough. And unfortunately, I think you're starting to see rumblings of the nasty R word, and that's the rebuild word, which every Pirate fan cringes. But what are you supposed to do? There's a lot of holes in the lineup. Can you really fix this? Do you do what they did back in 2001 when they took Cannon Bonifay and brought Dave Littlefield in, and Dave Littlefield didn't really do a rebuild? He tried to see if he can curve do it, like maybe make a few trades here and try to rebuild, use the core of this team, because you still had Giles and Kendall at the time. It didn't work, so you have to gamble. Do you try to fully tear down a rebuild, or do you try to do it on the curve? And if you do it on the curve and fail, you're going to have another 20 years of losing, which we had for previous. So we're in a bad position right now, in my opinion.
So you don't think they're close then? You disagree with Kelly?
I think I wouldn't. No, it's. I think they can be close. I think if the right guy comes in here and makes a few slick trades, you're going to have to give up one of your pitchers of club control, whether it's Skeens, whether it's Chandler, or someone to really get a. You need a bat in here. I mean, one thing that could have fixed this is you could have got Rafi Devers for nothing. The issue with us was the $30 million a year you had to pick up, but that's the type of player you need to insert into the middle of this lineup to really be productive.
Honestly, I know, Mike, thanks for the call. That's the type of player that when you pick hitters in the top 10, you're not going to hit on both. Okay, Nick Gonzalez and Henry Davis are both not going to turn into stars. That's unlikely. But you expect one of them to turn into a great hitter, and you hope that the other one is good. Like, when you're taking hitters that high in the draft, the expectation is that they are, at the very least, everyday players for you. And Davis is a backup to Joey Bart right now, who has one home run on the season. And Gonzalez is a guy that has clutch RBIs at times in his career, but has an OPS under 700. You're not going to get, as the Pirates, as a small market team, you're not going to sign a Devers in free agency, and you're not going to trade for a contract that big. The only way to get guys like that are to develop them on your own. And this group has shown that in 6 years that they can't do that. They can get the pitching thing down. They can't get hitting down. So they've got half the battle, but what is that worth? And, I mean, even this year, look at their pitching stats. They're good. They've gotten quality starts from Keller out the ass. And Skeens has obviously been amazing. And Falter's pitched above his head. And Heaney's been a good free agent pickup. So starting pitching has not been a problem. But only recently has the bullpen come around. It's not like they've gotten great relief pitching for 75 games this year. That's only a recent thing. And that's increasingly becoming about half the game now. Most pitchers go six innings at max. So I'm reluctant to say that. I can't see how, when you are dead last in runs produced and you don't have a flush farm system of hitting prospects and you know that there's not going to be a quick fix in trades and free agent signings, I don't know how anybody other than the most Pollyanna Pirates fan could say that they're close. I want them to be close because that makes me feel better about all the time and energy I spend watching them and caring about them. But they're not, if you're being honest with yourself. 412-928-9370. Here's Chris in Uniontown. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
I don't even know what to say. I'm confused right now. The Pirates, I'm tired of hearing about the owner. When I played baseball, it was the coach that put you in the position to win and recognize good players. It seems like they can't make moves, the coaches, like they're handcuffed, like they seeing something that they're really not seeing. Maybe, I don't know, it might be a mirage.
So you think they've got enough good players to win? It's the coaches and managers' fault?
I'm not saying what they got now, but I'm saying if you're losing with these bums, O'Neal Cruz, he's not that good. He's good of a little bit of bat. I'd get rid of him. I'd trade him for, a doghouse.
He leads the league in stolen bases, and he's got the highest OPS on the team. And you want to just get rid of him? What are you talking about?
I'd get rid of him for a first baseman, a legit first baseman. I'd get rid of a legit center fielder. I'd get rid of him. quick.
Okay, great. I mean, you're saying you trade him for two really good players. That's not just throwing him to the Wolves or giving him away for a bag of balls. I probably would do that trade too. But you're talking about him like he's a piece of crap. He's not.
He's not
their best hitter.
He's not going to get no contract. I wouldn't give him no $200 million contract.
He's absolutely
going to die.
He's absolutely going to get between $100 and $200 million. So wait a second. Hold on a second. So the owner doesn't spend enough money, but then when they have a good player, you're saying let's not give him any money. Which one is it?
I wouldn't give O'Neal Cruz no money at all. He's not athletic center fielder.
He's not athletic. He's 6'7", and he glides around. He played shortstop, for heaven's sake. Well, athleticism isn't the issue at all. It's getting him to play with his head screwed on straight more frequently. That's the problem.
Give him $200 million to be the DH. That's it.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, if the argument is like with Watt, you're not close to winning, you have a good player, flip the player for multiple good players, that makes sense. But to say that the guy is overrated or stinks or something like that is just completely asinine. Here's Paul in Washington, one of my favorites. Hello, Paul.
Andrew, I was trying to hold off until next Thursday to do anything or say anything, but you stirred my emotions. I mean, it's obvious the Pirates are probably headed to last place. They're probably headed for 100 losses. We have nobody in the infield that's worth a crap. I mean, you don't have any hitters. I wouldn't get rid of Cruz. Cruz is the one guy that probably is going to be a 40-40 guy at some point. I mean, we really need, and it should have already happened, the general manager should have been sent out with Derek Shelton. Anybody in their right mind would let Ben Cherington handle the next draft.
Agreed.
Or even make any trades. I mean, you've got to be out of your mind. I mean, look at the guy he sent away, the pitcher to Cleveland, for that bum we got playing first base. And he has a chronic wrist injury. I mean, why would you keep Ben Cherington? Ben Cherington is supposed to give you the ingredients to make the salad. He's giving you rotten tomatoes, spoiled peppers, and nasty onions. He ain't giving you a damn thing. And I'm tired of raising my blood pressure talking about it. Andrew, I'll see you next
Thursday.
Thank
you, Paul.
Have a good night.
412-928-9370. Pirates lose again. Paul Skeens is about to take the mound. You know what that means. He's going to pitch his ass off, and he's going to lose 2-1 or 1-0. Pirates lost this afternoon 9-2. They put a lineup out there that Joe Starkey wrote today in the Post-Gazette. Should have immediately gotten Ben Cherington fired. They were down 5-0 before you turned the game on over on our sister station and probably flipped right back to me at that point. We're less than an hour away from a Paul Skeens day on the Fan. He will start against the Tigers at 6:10. Pirates lost game one of the doubleheader. Fans are calling in and voicing their frustrations after a two-run performance, which against Skubal is actually not bad based on the fact that the guy's ERA is under 2. So I guess their offense overachieved today. It definitely did based on who was out there. But just the state of the Pirates in this notion that I've heard, and it started with, I guess, Donnie Kelly, that they're close when they're the lowest scoring team in baseball by a country mile. 14 runs are now 12 runs fewer than the Royals. The Royals are 29th, so there's a gap between them and the lowest scoring team in the American League. The White Sox have scored 13 more runs than them. They're a horrendous baseball team. The Rockies, who might be the worst team of all time, have scored 21 more runs than the Pirates. And yet we've got people calling in saying they should trade their best offensive player, O'Neal Cruz. 412-928-9370 is the number. Let's talk to Chuck in Apollo. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Andrew. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Hey, you know, the thing I keep hearing is everybody says they should get rid of Sheraton, they got rid of Shelton. My issue is if you look at when they got rid of Shelton, they promoted from within. Because most of the people who want to be a manager, most people who want to be GM, they know what they're getting when they come to Pittsburgh. So That's why they got rid of Shelton. They promoted from within, and that's why they didn't get rid of Sheraton here, because I feel that nobody wants to come to Pittsburgh to manage the team and, you know, be the general manager of the team.
Well, I don't agree with that. I know it's not a great job. It's not like becoming the next manager and GM of the Yankees. The guy who was the finalist for the job who didn't get it before Charrington was the man that was second in command in Milwaukee, and he ended up getting promoted to GM by the Brewers. And thanks for the call, Matt Arnold, who's done a tremendous job there. He wanted the job. He just didn't get it. Ben Charrington had won a World Series as a GM and I think was second in command in Toronto when they were good. So there's only 30 of these things. What people don't get is you have so many, you've probably now thousands of people who grow up because of fantasy baseball and everything else wanting to work in sports and run their own.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own team and be a general manager, and they go to school for it and they do all that stuff. And so when one of these jobs open up, they jump at it, even if it is a situation where your hands are tied because of financial restraints and things like that. So thanks for the call. They'll have candidates. They'll have plenty of candidates for the job if Charrington goes. It's just a matter of the owner picking the right guy this time. He did with Neil Huntington. Neil ended poorly, but he ended 20 years of losing and got them to the playoffs three straight times. He got it right with Clint Hurdle. So that group showed that it could be done here. Now, they showed you can't win a World Series here, but you can be a good baseball team that makes the playoffs. And I think Pirates fans would absolutely take that right now based compared to what we've had the rest of the time here. That's really the ceiling for the small market team, unfortunately. The Guardians went to the ALCS last year. The Brewers won the division. The Rays have gone all the way to the World Series. The Royals actually won a World Series, so I guess I shouldn't say that. It doesn't happen a lot, but it is possible. The Royals won the World Series in 2015, the year the Pirates won 98 games. Here is Jim in Oakdale. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I got to look at this similar to what you were just saying there. The window on this is always tight in this market, especially as the sport has evolved over the last, let's say, three decades, in my experience in watching the team. You know, you don't have players as long as you want. You can't afford to pay them as long. And getting them here is harder and harder. Going the route of free agency, it's nice to top it off, but it doesn't work as a rebuild. My thought is, I don't blame him for trying to put a positive spin on it, but Charrington needs to go for the reasons you've already given. I think the other thing to consider is, what do the Pirates have that everybody wants? What are the commodities to trade? O'Neill Cruz, I don't say getting rid of him. My opinion, we have what everybody covets, which is pitching. And I think you have to consider the unpopular move of who are the pitchers you have that are going to give you the best opportunity, because with the window being tight, you have to flood your own opportunities and build on, you know, playing against risk. Do you consider trading a Paul Skene or, you know, someone, a Bubba Chandler, somebody who is going to get you the most back in return, because that's what people will want. The window.
So you're saying you would. So you're saying if you were in charge of the Pirates, you would shop Skene and see what the packages looked like and possibly trade him. Is that right?
I look at it as you know, the 2013, it was a little bit of luck combined with skill. I have to flood the market to increase my luck in return as much as possible.
So that's a yes.
Yes. It gives me the most in return, and his window is already closed. I don't see any way they rebuild to where he even becomes a piece of that now that his time has already started.
Jim, thanks for the call. I don't disagree with that. Like this, the tug of war internally for me with that is that right, where you could get the greatest trade package in theory back for him? Yes. But then we lose out on watching him pitch. And it's not a given based on the fact that you'd get young players back, and many of them would be prospects, that they would pan out here, and they would all sync up and pan out at the same time. That's the risk. It's a huge one. So they won't do it because he's the one guy they can market and sell and brand, and people are going to, even though the team is 29-46, when he takes the mound in less than an hour, people are going to want to watch him pitch and listen to him pitch. They have an attraction. They have a drawing card. They have somebody that resonates and is relevant throughout not just Pittsburgh but all of baseball. And that's a hard golden goose to sell or trade, even if you're getting like a bounty of things back. So and then like it's perfectly understandable that I've brought the topic up and that the caller just did. But it just sucks that we even have to entertain that idea of, hey, what's probably best for the Pirates is trading Paul Skene. It is such a failure of epic proportions that even has to be something that's hypothetically talked about and put on the table. 412-928-9370. Here is the number one Pirates caller of all time, Chuck in Uniontown, with us. Hello, Chuck.
Tony, thank you. It's always good to talk to you. Pony, the Pirates are in this situation because of years of off seasons when they failed to do what they were supposed to do, what every championship organization that's running through a downspell does. All they need to do is look across the field at tonight's opponent, Pony. 4 or 5 years ago, the Tigers were said to be behind the Pirates in getting back to winning ways. But those teams have gone in complete opposite directions. See, what the trouble is, Pony, things should have there's no way that Shelton and Sherrington should have been around for 6 years of this garbage. They should have been sacked about 2 or 3 years ago. And the problem with it is, they're wasting good pitching. They're wasting the Paul Skeens gift. You don't see one of these people come along every 2 or 3 years. And the worst part of it is, they did the hard part. They built good pitching in their organization. They know what the problem is, lack of hitting, and they did nothing. You know, as I said before, and I hate to say this, lazy, stingy, and stupid. They need to get Sherrington out right now, and they need to hit a grand slam with the next general manager.
Thanks, Chuck. You can call anytime, you know that. The Tigers, who have the best record in baseball, who the Pirates are going to play in less than an hour, and who Paul Skeens is going to face, they have one player with a contract larger than $35 million. That is Javier Baez, who makes $140 and is badly overpaid. But they've made so many correct moves in and around him that they are able to compensate that for that and make up for that. The Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates, have three contracts of greater than $35 million on the books. Three to the Tigers, one. They have Reynolds, they have Keller, and they have Hayes. And right now I would say one of those contracts looks decent. Keller has gotten horrible run support. He's only got one win. He's pitched to a league average ERA, but he gives you innings every time he starts. Reynolds' contract now looks like an albatross, and Hayes' contract is a joke. And I'm sick of hearing, well, he plays great defense at third base. Shut up. He's not Brooks Robinson. Who gives a crap? He plays third. He doesn't play shortstop. He doesn't play center field. Let's not act like third base defense is like the fulcrum or a catalyst for winning baseball. It's not. It's not a premium defensive position at all. Doug Minkiewicz played great defense at first base. Nobody gave a rat's ass about that. All right. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Great calls as we lead you up to Pirates pregame, which comes your way at 5:45 to listen to Paul Skeens pitch right here on The Fan. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Things will go off as planned at 6:10 here for Paul Skeens and the Pirates. Cooler day in Detroit, in the 60s actually, and they had enough rain to delay the start of the first game there, but now things looking better. It's actually going to be sunny around 7 o'clock as we see Paul Skeens try to get his first win in the month of June. It's time for the Hodgepodge, brought to you by Two Men and a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomenandajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
We mentioned earlier on the show that that ESPN put out its all-quarter century NFL team. So an all-star team of players from the year 2000 to this past NFL season, and how they mistakenly, idiotically, made Priest Holmes the starting running back and did not put Adrian Peterson on the team. Adrian Peterson is in the news today. TMZ acquired a video of him getting into a fistfight at a casino over a game of poker. And this video has gone viral. You can easily find it on social media or any sports website. Dom, have you seen it?
I have not seen it, no.
Go watch it. The guy who squares up and puts up the dukes against Adrian Peterson is a little bit bigger than you. For people that don't know, how big are you?
5'8" on a good day.
And then how much do you weigh?
160.
So I would say this guy is probably 5'10" and about 170. And he decides that he's going to fist fight Adrian Peterson over some poker controversy. Here is the shocking thing about it. He holds his own. This is not an ass-kicking. I would have assumed that, let's say I got into a dispute with Adrian Peterson, you would think Adrian Peterson would very quickly punch me in the face, knock me down, and then people in this room would have to come to my aid or defense to get him off of me. That is not what happened here. Adrian Peterson, one of the best running backs of all time, not a great fighter. And surprisingly, this dude held his own. It was a close enough fight that instead of helping, people were just transfixed by this at this casino, and many of which said, you know what, instead of breaking up the fight, I'm going to pull out my phone and tape it. I'm going to video it. And yeah, it's everywhere. So Adrian Peterson, last running back to win the NFL MVP, not the last guy I'd want to get in a fight with. I actually think we would be able to hold our own. Next.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
So Donnie is out this week. He is back on Monday. I'll be with him on Monday, fun fact.
For what?
To produce for him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is he doing on Monday that requires your production?
I believe he's hosting on Monday.
When?
Afternoon.
I'm on. Oh, wait. No, I'm not. Oh, is Mulsey off too?
Correct.
Oh, so it's just a Donnie football extravaganza on Monday.
Yes.
Oh, now you're telling me something I didn't know.
Yes, yes, yes. So Donnie's out, and, you know, this is a very busy time for Donnie. He's doing the Breaking Bread thing, which is spectacular. His favorite time of year, football season, is coming up. And obviously next spring, he's getting married. So, Pony, I was thinking about Donnie and Sarah's wedding.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, I wonder who here at the station will and won't get an invite to the wedding.
All right, so let's go through it. Will I get an invite?
Yes.
Will Mulsey get an invite?
100%.
Will Crowley get an invite?
See, now this Pony is where I think it gets
Answer a little interesting.
Yes, I do.
Will Doran get an invite?
Yes.
Will Callis get an invite?
Yes.
Will Starkey get an invite?
Yeah, he's a shoo-in.
Will Pomp get an invite?
Oh, yes. Donnie loves Pomp.
Will Bechtold get an invite?
Yeah, they're buddies. I would say yes.
Dude, that's the entire staff.
No, but okay, so now...
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
But now let me throw some names out at you. Are you ready?
The guy doesn't even want to spend money for cake at a wedding, and you're putting our entire staff there for this?
Okay, so of the names you threw out, who isn't getting an invite? I think all of them do.
I think Callis and Bechtold are on the chopping
board. No, they're the other full-time producers.
I feel like Donnie now puts himself more in the host category than the producer category, and his invite for his wedding are going to reflect that.
Wow.
I think Callis and Bechtold are closer to the cut line than full-time hosts.
Do you think Cabali gets an invite?
No.
Do you think Charlie Borges gets an invite?
No.
Do you think
hold on. When's Borges' wedding?
Next year, I believe it's some. I don't think they're. I'm assuming it's not on the same day.
Is it before? Yeah. Is it before or after Donnie's?
I want to say before.
If it's before, then he might, because it all depends on if Borges invites Donnie. If Borges invites Donnie, then he's going to get invited to Donnie's. If he doesn't, then Donnie's going to leave him off.
Wow. So it's all on Charlie then, whether he gets invited to Donnie's.
And then your next question was you. No, you're not getting invited.
Do you think Sean Myers gets invited?
No, absolutely not.
Craig?
No.
Bubba from 100.7.
No. No. Who are you going to ask next? Steely McBeam?
Donnie and Bubba are boys.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They talk about wrestling. I think they get along really well.
They say hi to each other in the hallway at work, and maybe they spend an extra 2 seconds talking about Monday Night Raw. That's hardly enough to get invited to somebody's wedding.
I guarantee you Bubba was considered if he doesn't get invited.
Yeah, and he quickly was probably, Sarah was like, who's that? No, he's not coming to our wedding.
Man, you're just putting everybody on. Maybe you won't get invited.
I'm a lock. Malzie's a lock.
Joe's a lock.
Starkey's a lock. Pomp's a lock. I think Crowley and Dorn are very close to a lock. I think Callis and Bechtold are about 50-50. I think Cabali's about 25%. I think Borges depends on what he does with his wedding regarding Donnie. I think you're an automatic no. I think T-Bird's a no.
Wow.
I think that Seth is a no. I think that Nelly's a no.
Wow.
I think that all those people are absolute no's. I think the one you haven't brought up that's close is Hathorn.
I was going to say Jeff and Craig.
I actually think Jeff is a yes.
I agree.
I think Craig is a no.
No, I think Craig's definitely a yes.
I disagree.
Donnie replaced Craig as your producer.
So what?
Yeah, there's some symbolism there.
So Sonny Gray replaced you as an intern. Do you expect to get invited to his wedding?
No, most certainly not.
Exactly.
I would say there's somewhat of a difference, but...
How?
It was an intern, not a full-time producer. Does the guy who takes your parking spot at Walmart get invited to your wedding? No.
No, but you're talking about a job. You're talking about an occupation, not like, you know, something that is always up for grabs and changing. A parking spot is ridiculous. Come on now.
Does Angrilli get invited?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow, they do the KDKA high school football games
not
together.
Not even close.
Not even close?
No, I don't even think he was, I don't think a second was spent. I think there's a better chance Jeff in South Park gets invited. All right, thank you, Dom. That was a hodgepodge. Pirates
this
baseball
is
next.
Hodgepodge of nothingness.
Thank you. Paul Skeens on the mound. My prediction, he goes 8. He gives up 1, and the Pirates lose 1-0. We will talk tomorrow at 2. Thanks, everybody, here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. PM team signing off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.